Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for September, the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. Joining us now is Amanda McIntosh, Suicide Prevention Liaison for Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. Amanda, pleasure to have you in here today, as it always is. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Aiden, for giving me the time.
And you know, it's always fun when we get here because Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, it's something that you and I both have a pretty deep connection to. It's
Absolutely.
Something that we both really enjoy in this community. So I think a good place for us to start, for people who might not be familiar with the Hope Squad, what you guys aim to do, what is the mission of the Hope Squad?
Yeah, I love that you've equated suicide prevention to fun, because it can have its fun moments, but it's a serious matter and something that I know you and I both are very passionate about. So I, again, appreciate the time to come into the studio to talk about it. The mission of the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand County is to educate, promote, and spread awareness for a healthier community with an emphasis on mental health, suicide prevention, support for suicide loss survivors, and to cultivate a stigma-free approach to seeking help. Together with all the partnerships and support and expertise of multiple agencies throughout the counties, our overall goal is to reduce the number of people who die by suicide.
And you know, it's one of those things that in Utah, across the United States, we're disproportionately affected. And here in the Castle Country, we're even more disproportionately affected by suicide. And so bringing awareness to this is something that just feels critical at a time like this. So as we enter into Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, you guys are aiming to do just that, bring awareness to this topic and help kind of navigate that stigma that surrounds it. So you guys have a few events coming up in the month of September. So what are we looking at for this month, Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about stuff for Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month all year round, but it does amplify during this time of year. And the whole month of August, I spent going from city council to county commissioner meeting in the name of Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, and getting each of those official bodies to proclaim September Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. And that's just one of the ways that we are really trying to break down the barriers and the taboo, stigmatized approach to mental health services in general, and people utilizing the resources that we have locally to their advantage to help with their mental health. Some of the events that we have coming up, we'll do just that as well. On Wednesday, September 10th is World Suicide Prevention Day. So every year for the last 7 or 8 years, we've done a candlelight vigil at Price Peace Gardens. And this event happens worldwide where they have people getting together and having candles. And at 8 o'clock p.m. in respective time zones, they light the candle in honor of their loved one that has been lost to suicide. And it's a way for us as community members and survivors of suicide loss to come together in a reverent way and really talk about our loved ones, because in this realm of losing a loved one to suicide, oftentimes it's hard to talk about our loved one without it being automatically associated with how they died. So the candlelight vigil is an opportunity to talk about how they lived and the impact that they had on the lives of their family and their friends and the community. And we light the candle as a way of saying that their light never goes out and that we will keep burning it for them. And then later in that week, you know, we have our annual Hope Walk that's taking place on Saturday, September 13th. On-site registration for that event begins at 9:30 a.m. with a program beginning at 10 o'clock a.m. again at the Price Peace Gardens. And this is a more celebratory event for all the work that's been done in the community for suicide prevention, but is also a place for family and friends to gather and make a difference and be loud about suicide prevention and advocate for more resources and more help for our community, but also to invigorate others or to inspire others to reach out for help before it gets to a devastating loss for community members.
You know, I love the events that you guys bring into this, because you have that really reverent one with the candlelight vigil, a great chance for the community to unite together around a shared loss. But then you have the Hope Walk, which, like you said, it's a bit more hopeful of an event. It's a bit more celebratory.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like you look at where we've come from, but now you get to look at all the things we're doing in our community to try and improve suicide awareness.
And that's something that is both bitter and sweet, because, you know, I've been doing this walk now with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, Grand Counties officially, you know, obviously since 2018 when I started working in suicide prevention full time. And it's great to see how big it's getting, because people are coming forward and they're feeling more comfortable being in this space with us. But at the same time, it's sad to see how much it's growing, because that means that we're losing that many more people to suicide. And so it's great to have the attendance, but it's also sad sad too, you know, that more people are being enveloped in this community of survivors of suicide loss or attempt survivors or just family that is supporting their loved ones that are experiencing mental health stressors or anxiety and things like that. And I have to tell you, Aiden, our community, they show up for us, right? With our sponsorships and our donations that have come in thus far, it's been really amazing to see the passion within our businesses and our organizations rally behind us in this cause too.
You know, it's just such a powerful thing for our community now. Kind of looking through the years you've been in suicide prevention work, what do you think the biggest change for the positive you've seen in our community is?
Yeah, I think that I've spoke on this before. I think when COVID happened, what year was that? 2021. When we were isolated and we were torn apart from our families and we weren't able to celebrate together and things like that, there was a huge emphasis put out there with checking in on each other, right? And really checking in on your own mental health and checking in on other people's mental health. And so that was kind of a paradigm shift in how we approach the whole body experience. We're not just checking in on your physical wellness, we're checking in on your mental wellness. And because we are able to have those conversations more in open spaces, outwardly conversations, it's been a great progress toward, getting resources in the hands of those who need us. I also feel in the recent years that the emphasis on means restriction and storing our guns and locking away medications has also become more of the norm rather than an adversary for, people's constitutional rights aren't implicated or anything like that. We really have tried to push this narrative that we are not for gun control whatsoever, but we are for gun safety. And by keeping firearms and medications locked up in a crisis situation, the chances of them surviving that crisis are exponentially better.
You know, and being able to get around that firearm stigma or any gun control related stigma, yeah, in a rural area especially, that's a major hurdle that you guys had to overcome, but
absolutely,
you guys have found a way to navigate it extremely well. Now, if there's anyone out there listening right now, they want to get involved with the Hope Squad or find some way to get involved with suicide prevention and awareness, what are some resources they could turn to?
Yeah, I love that question. Thank you so much. If they want to get involved at the local level with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties, go on to our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and shoot me a message or send me a text message. My phone number is out there, area code 702-419-3471. You can DM me, text me, call me. I don't care. I'll answer. I'm sick that way. Like I can't be without my phone, right? But there are other great partners in suicide prevention that I think that it would be great to get involved with as well. As you know, I sit on the board for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Utah chapter, and we're always looking for more voices to be present on that board. Currently, there are two people on the board that really speak for rural counties. And so having others out there that want to make a difference and be more involved, absolutely. Let me know if you're interested in that and I can get you connected. We also have NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We have a Utah chapter where they have, online support groups, and they have people readily available to help in a mental health crisis. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Four Corners Community Behavioral Health and the work that we're doing in the prevention department, trying to get messaging out to the community. And, we're available. Our crisis receiving center just celebrated their birthday of being open. And so that's a resource that is new to our area that is being utilized in the most effective ways. And we are so appreciative of that. We also have 988, right? 988, call, text. You can chat with them online, available 24/7, 365. And you won't be disappointed when you reach out for help, because somebody is going to be on the other end of that line to take the call.
Now, Amanda, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just hope with us and connect with others. Make sure that you are checking in not just on your own mental health, but others' mental health. If something is out of the ordinary in somebody's behavior or situational or things that they are saying out loud, there is no shame in asking them if they are thinking of hurting themselves, and getting them to the resources here locally, statewide, nationwide, that can prevent the tragedy of losing somebody to suicide. Their life is worth it. Your life is worth it. We love you. You deserve to be here. You are worthy of love and worthy of the space that you take in this world. We couldn't do what we do without you. So just have hope with us.
Well, Amanda, it's always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We
Thank
really
you,
appreciate
Aiden.
It.
I love your studio. I love you guys. You're so supportive in these efforts. So thank you again for the time.
Again, our guest, suicide prevention liaison for Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, Amanda McIntosh. Our charity of the month for September, the Hope Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.